row of suitcases have been brought out and lined up, ready to be loaded into the car. Beside them stands Mr. Washburn, a tall, skinny man with a bow tie that makes his whole face look like a gift someone wrapped up real nice. Poppy has explained that Mr. Washburn is the American consul, who represents the United States when Ambassador Farland is out of the country. "Troops all here?" he asks cheerily. "Ready to go?" "Where's Poppy?" Yo asks. "She and I are the Oscars of our family, always asking questions. But I don't always get to ask mine when Yo is around." A look passes from one adult to another as if they are playing musical chairs with their eyes, trying to decide who'll be the one stuck answering Yo's question. Finally, Poppy speaks up. "He'll be waiting for you at the airport." It seems rude of Tio Carlos not to say goodbye, but something so unusual is going on that good manners seem beside the point. "Okay, girls," Tia Laura says, clapping her hands. "I want you to go to your rooms and change into the clothes on your bed. Chucha'll go with you." Tia Laura takes baby Fifi from Chucha's hands so that the old woman will be free to help the girls. "Do we bring our book bags with us?" Yo wants to know. Tia Laura shakes her head. "One special thing. Just one each, girls. We can only take 10 kilos apiece." "Can Anita come and help me pick?" Carla asks. She has already taken my hand and is leading me away with her. "Just be sure you make it quick," Tia Laura scolds, but even her scolding voice has nothing but worry in it. The bedroom the girls share has a long closet down one side of it. The sliding door has been rolled back, and many of the drawers